Good morning, everybody. Today I'm going to talk about cover crop management in Western Nebraska. So as you know, cover crops are becoming very popular across the United States. And in Western Nebraska, that's not different. But producers are questioning whether its adoption is justifiable. In this environment, the crop rotation is wheat, corn, fallow. And the introduction of cover crops in this environment could take place after winter wheat and before corn planting. The average rainfall of this region is around 450 millimeters, which is 300 millimeters less annually than the east part of the state where corn rotation takes place. As you can see, it's only two crops in 3 years, and the reason for that is all about water conservation purposes. So the question is, are cover crops suitable to this region? Or knowing that cover crops use water, is there any chance that the cover crops can make in this rotation? So in order to do that, we established a study at two different locations in Western Nebraska representing those two stars, where we put three different planting times for cover crops and four termination times. We evaluated cover crop biomass in the fall and in the spring, and also soil volumetric water content at planting time of corn. And after, we did a corn biomass at V6. For cover crop biomass accumulation, our results show that the earliest planting time produced the higher cover crop biomass in the fall. But then when we evaluated in the spring, it doesn't make much difference on the planting time. We have a more flexible planting time for cover crops. In soil volumetric water content, we took measurements from 0 to 20 centimeters deep. And here I bring a graph where in the y-axis we have the volumetric water content in percentages. And in the x-axis, the three planting times, P1, P2, and P3. In the left, you find a graph for North Platte location. And in the right would be the location of Grant. The colors represent the treatments, where in red we have no cover crop treatment. In blue is the winter sensitive, which should die through the winter. In yellow is the winter hardy, early terminated, which means we applied herbicide 2 weeks before corn planting. And in gray is the winter hardy, late terminated, where we applied herbicide at corn planting. And as we can see in those graphs, in North Platte, we didn't have much differences across the treatments, but however in Grant, as we late terminate cover crops, we see a reduction in soil moisture. For corn biomass at V6, we have a similar graph here, but in the y-axis is corn biomass in grams per plant. And we see a similar trend comparing to the soil volumetric water content, where in North Platte, the difference, there were no differences, basically. But in Grant, as we terminate late cover crops again, we see a reduction in corn biomass. So what we have learned so far with this project is that cover crop planting time affects fall biomass of cover crops, but not as much for the spring. And also that cover crop termination time is key for to reduce the water stress for corn, especially early in the season. Future directions for this project. We are taking yields, fertility, and weed data that we are processing, and we will be publishing this soon. And also this project is being conducted now. We are replicating in this season. And some additional projects looking at cover crops combined with wheat stubble height and also cover crop species selection will help us to develop a cover crop management for dry land environments in Western Nebraska. So with that, I invite you all to come check my poster, number 506. And thank you very much for the attention.